The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change was expected to start releasing its fifth report in September next year. But all that's changed now. The entire draft was leaked on the internet late yesterday. One of the report's lead authors isn't surprised it was leaked by a so-called climate skeptic. He says the authors will be reviewing their work carefully. Martin Cudahy reports.
It's a WikiLeaks-style dump. All 14 chapters of the second draft IPCC report, as well as a summary for policymakers, are now readily available for anyone with an internet connection. Graham Redfern is an environmental journalist and blogger.
It includes numerous chapters that look at issues such as sea level rise, different forcings of different greenhouse gases, and how the climate system plays together and how the human influences change the climate that we're seeing at the moment.
The report was leaked by another blogger, Alec Rawls. He's a climate skeptic, and of the thousands of pages, he's highlighted one paragraph.
Unfortunately, the very next paragraph, which isn't cited, explains how the science isn't very robust at all.
But the blogger has ignored other statements like this one.
It is extremely likely that human activities have caused more than half of the observed increase in global average surface temperatures since the 1950s. There is high confidence that this has caused large-scale changes in the ocean, in the cryosphere, and in sea level in the second half of the 20th century.
Professor Ian Allison is a glaciologist and research professor at the Antarctic Climate and Ecosystems Cooperative Research Centre in Hobart. He's also one of the lead authors of the IPCC report.
Well, the way communications work these days and accessibility is inevitable that something that's as widely spread amongst so many people will get out eventually.
Professor Allison says the leak may cause contributors to recheck their submissions.
So it raises some questions. I think it may get people on parts of the report go back and reassess what they've thought about, but I don't think it undermines the validity of the report as a whole in the end.
Professor Frank Yotso is another of the report's lead authors. His expertise is climate economics, but he says the scientific community is now raising questions about the review process.
Pretty much anyone who self-nominates and can demonstrate some extent of expertise in the subject matter will be given access to the draft.
The IPCC has issued a brief statement saying it's aware of the leak and investigating.
Martin Cudahy reporting.